Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's pretty hard to dissect and decide what's the right thing to say, Neil, but
it's a lonely place, it's football management, when you're not winning games.
It is.
It's tough, and you know, there was nothing in the game first half, I didn't think. They get a penalty. I thought second half, you know, we rested a couple of bodies, we got a couple back in. I thought we were excellent. I thought we were on the front foot, I thought we were excellent. Great goal. I'm not gonna lie, Swampy, I'm not gonna tell you exactly what I say in there. That 3-5-2 with two wing backs pushing high. I can't hear it, but as I said, I'll have to find out. But there's mixed messages going on the pitch because we drop deep again. We don't need to drop deep. We're on the front foot. We drop Clive Smith in there to compensate Andy. You know, it's Curtis overloading on that side. And the law of averages are, the deeper you go, they're going to get a chance. No, I think they deserve 3 points. That's all. I think it's a point all day long. How we didn't score at the end, but. Dead proud, you know, they're hurting in there. They're really hurting, and Saturday wasn't easy. Today's another tough one to take, but if you're going to allow yourself to drop as deep as we did with 10 minutes to go, which Europe is clearly not the instruction, they're going to get a chance, and that's what happened.
It's about opinions, football, and I'll be honest with you, in commentary, and you'll probably listen to the snip of it back, and no hiding, I thought, personally, and for me, the first half of this game was as bad as the second half of Saturday's game.
Okay.
I thought that the idea of having the two wing backs was the right thing to do, but unfortunately Evans and Fitzpatrick completely counteracted that and didn't allow us to get any further forward.
We nullified him, but we didn't get a grip. We didn't get going in the first half. I felt we were too cautious with Evans and Fitzpatrick, and Josh Askew was too deep and Clive Smith were too deep. Changes are made. You know, I said at half time, I said, right, guy, whatever the centre half tells you to do, drop it, you don't listen. You've got to get on that front foot now. You've got to get 20 yards away, let Yampolinkas or Curtis Jones go man for man. I would take the game to him, and we did. We absolutely did. Second half, we took the game to him. There was a buzz, there was an excitement. I thought Woolerton brought that. We scored at a good time. But then we dropped again. We dropped into a five again, and there's no reason for that. I don't know if it's protecting themselves. I don't know if it's the worry of, you know, not winning at home. But you drop and, you know, your sides are going to punish you.
Yeah, I mean, the first goal obviously is a penalty. You've got Murray tracking back, and you don't really want him in that position, but he's coming back and he's trying to help out. It's a penalty. We can't do anything about that.
Penalty.
And, you know, I mean, but in the same token, I thought...
penalty at Regan.
Regan should have had a penalty. There was a couple of we pointed out. I mean, for us, our man of the match. I mean, I'm interested in what you think from an FC perspective. Who did their job today, and you were satisfied with, and you thought had a decent
Clive
game.
Clive Smith, that was excellent. But Pulinkas was excellent. Linney, yeah, at the top end.
Well, we've given Pulinkas man of the match because I thought he was calm. He didn't panic, and he never gave the ball away. I think the problem we seem to have in that game is we were giving the ball away. I mean, the goal itself, the second goal, I mean, you've got to be majorly disappointed with that because we've gone from not being in the game that much, getting what we consider a lifeline, thinking, you know, it was one apiece. Linney then goes up the left-hand side and a good save from the goalkeeper. And we look like we've got a little bit of impetus there and we drop deep. We should have cleared it about three or four times and a two-yard tap-in. I mean, that's got to hurt. That's got to hurt.
He's killing me. It's a pathetic goal to give away. You know, and that's what I was trying to say Saturday. You've got to be careful how you say it because I know a lot of people misconstrue it. But when I say players, that's information on the pitch that's being relayed. Are we dropping deep? Are we getting an extra cover on? are we allowing the fullback to get high and wide in the crossing? That's where your voice is like screaming people to get out. You can see us on the sideline. We're trying our best to get a high line, but is it a natural reaction? I don't know. It's a natural reaction to maybe some of them, but we've got to get it out of them. You know, is the pairing right? Of Halls and CJ, we're not sure. Pelinkas has done great again. Do we flip to our four on Saturday? You know, do we change the Halls and CJ and bring in Pelinkas maybe? You know, do we give another dimension in the wide areas? Yeah, we'll have Donoghue back Saturday and we'll have Woolerton.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll give us more of a attacking threat.
But I think Pelinkas has probably proved his worth today.
That's why we brought him back to the club. He's been excellent. But, you know, it's a lonely place. I remember, you know, Ashton, I think they won one in the first 10 last year. And
exactly,
yeah. Like he was down and out. And then it'll come good. And I'm not saying I'm down and out. I'm fed up. Not like losing football games. You know, if it's on me, I'll always take that. And, you know, it's an easy one. But I think today, second half, especially after Saturday, we'll give a good account of ourselves. Soaring glimpses what Woolerton will bring.
He was a bright spot when it came out. I mean, again, you're the manager, we're the supporters, obviously, and we see things, you see things. I think we've seen here today again maybe a glimpse of maybe two or three players that aren't quite up to the standards of yet. I mean, and that's just, it's no disrespect to them, it's just the fact that
I sign them, and I know they'll be good players, and I'm not sticking by it for the sake of sticking by it. You know, he's young Jack Anderton, who's absolutely ripped up the North West Counties. He realises he's playing against big physical brutes now at centre-half. And, you know, I know he's in the gym every day trying to beef himself up. He's got the tricks. He might have to go out on loan. But as a player there, you know, as a player, I'm not going to...
But he's hungry, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's hungry,
you know,
can see.
I look across it. You know, Murray's stepped up from ABA. He probably has more time at ABA and he's getting snapped into tackles, but he's adjusting. I think when we get that experience centre midfielder alongside him, you know, with Vincent and maybe Griffiths, then you know, he look a different animal. You know, Donoghue back in there. I'm not trying to make excuses or justify my job or whatever it is. It's just facts at the minute, and we're missing key players. And I know how to build sides, and I think this side we're very good when everyone back at it. But it's just tweaking it now. You know, if you only have to look at, you know, maybe an Andy Halls. He steps down from the National League to here. There's no difference in leagues. It's a really, really good standard. If not, top six sides are just as good, if not better.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's not a case if you can take your foot off the gas. It's hard league, and we've got to step up. And hopefully, when we come up against the better footballing sides, this is when we'll be, you know, better as well. You know, in the South Shields and stuff, that's when we seem to be our own. But if we're still that vulnerable and we still look like we're going to concede, then, you know, we're going to be in trouble. But listen, there's a long way to go. We were, like you say, 2 points off top of the league on Saturday at half time.
Exactly,
now,
yeah.
Now we find ourselves back to back defeats. So, listen, it's an apology. I'll always apologise for getting beat. I genuinely thought we were going to win the second half. I thought it was 2-1, written all over it, but not to be. Our wings are steel. I'll take the criticism. You know, we'll get in training this week. We'll try and put the wrongs right. Hopefully, get a couple more bodies back for Saturday, and then we go into a huge weekend for the football club, because everyone wants to do well in the FA Cup, and you know we're no different. You know, but with that, there's pressure. You know, because we're on the back of, you know, not winning for three games into the FA Cup. You don't win that one, there's big pressure on your shoulder. So lads have got to step up. We've got to step up. We've got to keep learning. Keep trying to find a way. We'll watch Witten. We'll do our own work on them, and then get ready for Saturday.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.